Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight, enjoy the excitement, and play today at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batzer. I'm enjoying philosophizing with my colleague Peter Berkowitz of the Hoover Institution. There is philosophy here, but there are also some details that are irritating. Most recently, I've read, Peter, in the alumni magazines at Princeton, that they're weighing removing John Witherspoon's statue that stands in front of Witherspoon Hall, which I believe is the mathematics department. But, you know, it's that was then. It might have moved by now. The reason to remove John Witherspoon's statue is that he was a man of Virginia, the South, I believe. In any event, at some point in his career, he owned slaves, and therefore his statue is to be removed. I puzzled about this because it doesn't achieve anything, but it continues cancel culture. What is cancel culture? What is that? I looked at it. I get caught up in the facts of why you're condemning this person. Cancel culture strikes me as another example of that use that Stalin made of condemnation. That you cancel people out and you've put fear in the land. You've darkened discourse. You've made people turn yes. away and not share their thoughts, not enter into arguments. You'd rather you just wander off when somebody says anything controversial. And by condemning John Witherspoon, and they condemn Woodrow Wilson, they're condemning the history of the United States. And why do they do that, Peter? These are academicians doing it. This isn't taxpayers who are earning a living. This is men and women who are privileged beyond belief in that precious complex of Princeton University. Why do they condemn?
Sadly, they have succumbed to the temptation for virtue signaling and for moral grandstanding. Infused into the progressive spirit now is not only the idea that we today, or at least the progressives among us, are morally superior, but that an element of our moral superiority consists in recognizing, denouncing, and separating ourselves from those in the past who did not live up to our standards. To do this, they will unqualifiedly condemn history. They will distort history, and they will engage in the miseducation of our young people. That someone's hands are tainted in the past is not a good reason to overturn history, to separate our connection to the past, to treat someone who with outstanding achievements as no longer worthy of celebration because he or she participated in yes, we can say a heinous activity from 250 or 300 years ago. So really, this is the focus on our own virtue, which we want to celebrate. But we have a lot to learn, to put it mildly, from John Witherspoon, from James Madison, from Thomas Jefferson, from George Washington, all men whose conduct, yes, we can say, was compromised by involvement with an evil institution. But to cancel them, and here's the real meaning of cancel, to negate entirely. We can criticize Washington, Jefferson, and the rest, although we should be careful, since then the institutions which we rightly condemn today were so deeply woven into their traditions. But cancel means rub out entirely, not merely criticize. Merely criticizing allows you also to see what was inspiring, enduring in their achievements.
We have 30 seconds, Peter. Has the fever passed? Is it lifted on campus?
The fever is passing. There are signs beyond campuses. There is some movement on campuses. More and more universities are saying they're going to adopt a position of institutional neutrality on controversial political issues that don't touch on the university's core mission. But we have a long way to go.
Peter Berkowitz, writing his column for Real Clear Politics about the president of Princeton University and unnecessary remarks.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.